preach on a couple weeks ago, God can. And I want you to realize that's what he was saying with men, how you can't save yourself. And that's what this young man was looking to do. He's saying, what can I do that I might inherit eternal life? I want you to realize today there's nothing you can do to save yourself, except repent and put your trust into a Savior that you might be saved. That is the only thing you can do. But I want you to realize there's so many today who are trying other ways to be saved that there's no other way. But he went on to tell them, he said, how it'd be easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Listen to me. I've heard it be said that that's talking about a needle like you'd put a thread through and a camel going through that. We all know that would be impossible. I've heard it being said that in the city there at Jerusalem there was a gates there that was a short gates, and the camel as it come, they brought the camel there coming to the city for it to enter in there to Jerusalem. The camel would have to get down on his knees and crawl kind of through to come through what they called the eye of the needle. I want you to know that would be hard to do. It'd be hard to lead that camel through there, but it's not impossible. And I want you to know today, there's never been nobody too rich to be saved by God's grace. There's never been nobody too poor to be saved by God's grace. There's never been nobody that's been too smart to be saved by God's grace. I hear that all the time. Kids are smart today. They're a lot smarter than we used to. That's why they're not getting saved. I want you to know that ain't got nothing to do why they're not getting saved. They try to figure out salvation, yes. That may be holding them back, but why they're not getting saved, they're not trusting in God. He told him, he said, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor and come follow me. He said the young man went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. I've seen so many through time go away sorrowful to come to an altar, start seeking God, make them effort to seek God, but never be willing to go all the way. With God, you've got to go all the way. You can't just, seeking just ain't enough. I want you to know Jesus is seeking you. He is here today seeking you. But you've got to go all the way. You've got to surrender all. That's all he was asking the young man to do. He didn't have to sell everything he had. He just had to let go of everything he had. Jesus don't want your mama and daddy. He don't want your money. He wants you. He wants all of you, all of your heart, everything. He wants you to get to the point that you trust him more than you do in even the next breath that you're going to take. That's why so many people, they'll say, Lord, even if it takes my own life, save my soul. Honey, when you get to work, it means more to you than the next breath that you're going to breathe in. And you can get ready to get saved then. He wants all of you. He wants everything. And he wants you to come to him. Y'all help us this morning. Pray for us. There was in Luke 19, we talk about the rich man in Luke 16. But listen to me. There was another rich man. And he entered through the eye. The camel that entered through the eye of the needle. Listen to me. Just because people are rich don't mean they won't get saved. In the 19th chapter of Luke, and it says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. I want you to listen to what it says. He just told us it's impossible in a man's eye for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle. I want you to realize wherever one of us is rich today. I don't know nobody poor. I want you to realize I ain't seen nobody starve to death lately. I want you to realize our children are wealthy. We've got things. This man was rich. But I want you to realize he had a desire not only to see Jesus, seeking after Jesus, but he went out of the way with Jesus. And he sought to see Jesus. And he was and could not for the press because he was so little in stature. There was people everywhere. This little fella, he was a little short fella in stature and said he couldn't see him. He'd heard about him. He wanted to see this man that healed, this man that raised the dead, this man that was been told of the Messiah. He was a child of Abraham. He had heard of him all of his life. I want you to realize, I believe this man had great knowledge. He was a chief among them. He was rich. He had everything. We today would think somebody like maybe even Donald Trump would have. A lot of people would say it'd be impossible for Donald Trump to be saved. I'll be honest with you, man may be saved now. I don't know his heart. But I want you to know those rich people get saved every day. Just like poor people, I want you to realize today how Jesus will save you. But you've got to go to Him. Who then can be saved? Everyone that will go to Him with all their heart, seeking after Him, going to Him, giving up and surrendering all, can be saved today. You can be saved. And when Jesus, listen what it said. And when Jesus come to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, he come there. He met him at the tree. I want you to realize Jesus will meet you when you have a desire to meet him. And listen what he says. Zacchaeus. He called him by the name. I want you to realize, I believe he known about Zacchaeus before he ever got there. He knew who he was. Just like the Samaritan woman. He said, I told him, he said, it must needs, I must have passed through Samaria. He knew there was going to be a woman at a well that needed to meet him, that was willing to come clean of what she was. I want you to know, if you want to be saved, Jesus will make a way for you to be saved today. There was a eunuch. I want you to realize in the middle of a desert. In the middle of a desert. And he sent a man named Philip to go look him up in the desert to preach Jesus to him where he could meet Jesus in a desert. If you have a desire to be saved today, Jesus will save you. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor. It said Zacchaeus make haste and come down. I've heard people say, if Zacchaeus hadn't climbed a tree, he never got saved. Listen to me. That was the beginning of seeking Jesus. The reason he got saved is because he come down. He come down and met Jesus. If you've been lifted up, you have to humble yourself. I want you to realize you must come down to Jesus. You have to meet him at the foot of the cross. If he didn't have nothing to do, he started by climbing the tree and seeking him. But honey, it finished when he come to Jesus. Don't just make a move to start seeking Jesus and quit, but go all the way. When Jesus said, come, Marty sings a song, sinner, don't wait while Jesus is calling. Listen to me. When Jesus is calling, you go to him then. That's when you can be saved. When the drawing power of God is there. Listen to me. And it said, He said, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste. Listen, he said, make haste and come down. And it said, he made haste. He came down and received him joyfully. I know we can't just receive Christ, but you have to receive him as the Messiah. You have to receive him and the Word of God. If you don't ever believe the gospel, you'll never be saved. He's never saved nobody that didn't believe in him. So you've got to believe that he is. And when you believe that he is more than you are, you're getting ready to get saved. And when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest for the man that is a sinner. Ain't you glad God come to save, Jesus came to save sinners? He came to save that which was lost. If you'll go on and read, it said, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I will give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false occasion, I'll restore him fourfold. I want you to know true repentance brings about a change in somebody. This man, there was a change in Zacchaeus. He went by being a tax collector, being a publican unto been someone who I was willing to do whatever it takes to please God. Amen. He loved his neighbors and he wanted to help them. I want you to know how there was a difference between him and what we call the rich young ruler, the one we read about earlier. The rich young ruler began to seek Jesus. He came to Jesus. He came and talked to Jesus and asked him what he's going to have to do. But he never finished. He was never willing to completely surrender to Jesus and give his life to Jesus. I want you to know salvation is the beginning of that. But honey, it keeps on and it keeps on. And Jesus said unto him, this day salvation has come to thy house. For as much as I have also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Listen to me. He knew who he was. And I want you to know Zacchaeus had heard about him all of his life. He had heard because he was a son of Abraham. He'd been taught by the Jews. He'd been taught that the Messiah was coming. And even though he came into his own received him not. But I want you to know some of them did. Some of them did believe that he was the Messiah. When he got there, when Zacchaeus heard that he was going to pass through, he climbed that tree and Jesus come to the tree he climbed. There was one name, Saul, a man of great knowledge. He was taught of Gamaliel. This man was smart. And he heard a man named Stephen talk about Jesus. And that man, he told him about Jesus and how he was to come and how they had crucified him, the one that had come to save them. Then after that, I believe it began to bother him, Saul. I believe it began to trouble him some, but yet he kept on down the road. There's so many people get troubled some. And they keep going down the wrong road. And Saul was on the road to Damascus. He was going to arrest those that were serving of the church, serving the Lord. And I want you to know who met him on the road at Damascus. I believe Paul or Saul had begun to seek after the Lord. But he was still trying to go down the wrong way. But Jesus met him and he brought him down on the road of Damascus there. And I want you to realize how after Saul realized that he was the Lord and that he needed him, Jesus told him to arise. Once again, if you're ever going to be saved, you're going to have to humble yourself. It don't matter how much money you've got or how little money you've got. If you're poor, rich, smart, or as dumb as I am, you're going to have to come humble to be saved. But I want to tell you something. That same Jesus was waiting for the woman at the well. He was already there before she got there. That same Jesus, I believe, was waiting for Saul to get there on the road to Damascus, waiting for him to meet him there. He knew where he was going to be. He knew what was going to happen. Let me tell you something. That same Jesus, no, Zacchaeus, I was in that tree. And that same Jesus knew the rich young ruler's heart. He knew he hadn't kept the law from his youth up. He knew he'd failed in that. But he let him go on and speak and tell him how good he was. And then Jesus gave him an option. He let him seek him, and he still had an opportunity to be saved. I hear people say, everybody ain't going to get saved. Everybody will have a chance. That man had a chance. All he had to do was trust Jesus in and say, I'm willing to give it all to you, Lord. I give everything to you, even my life. And Jesus would have saved him. That's all he was asking from him. He didn't want his money. He wanted him. What does he want from you today? He wants you. He wants all of you. You say, well, I've been to the altar and I've told him I want to be saved. I've told him I'm willing to give up everything. You could say with your mouth, he told him, he said, they draw nigh unto me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. I want you to know until you completely trusted in him with all your heart, he knows your heart today. Until you get to the point you're ready to surrender all to Jesus, you're not going to get saved. You've got to give it all to him. So today, who then can be saved? You can't be saved. You think it's hot out here? It's nothing what it's going to be. But Jesus knew you'd be here this day. He's come here this day for a purpose. He's come for you. And if he's calling out your name, saying, come, calm down, do away with your pride, and just come on down. Amen. Come on down. That's the obedience he's looking for. Not climbing a tree. I made the statement one time. I heard a man say, if Zacchaeus hadn't climbed a tree, he would have never got saved. And I got up and made the statement, it can't help it. I believe it. I'm glad I didn't have to climb a sycamore tree. I'm scared of heights. I'm 6'1", and I look down and I get dizzy. I want you to know, you don't have to do nothing like that to be saved. I hear people say, well, Jesus wants you to go here. If he wants you to go there and to get saved, listen to me. Jesus wants you to repent, humble yourself, and trust in him. He knows where you're going to be. You ain't got to go to some special place. He knows where you are. He knew the woman was coming to the well. He knew Zacchaeus was in the sycamore tree. He knew Paul was on the road to Damascus. He knew that a eunuch was in the middle of a desert and without hope and without God. But he sent a man there to get him, didn't he? Jesus came through the man of God to preach the word. He said began to read from the scriptures, Isaiah 53 is what Philip read to him. He was led as a sheep before the slaughter. And then says he began to preach Jesus. That's what we still preach today, is Jesus. Oh, so who then can be saved? Jeff Likens can be saved. I got saved as a young man, poor, probably didn't have a nickel in my pocket. I've seen people get saved that had money. I want you to realize it ain't got nothing to do with all that. It's got to do with humility. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and He will lift you up. The two that went up the temple to pray, there was one that stood there just about like the rich young ruler and told Jesus how much good things he'd done, how he'd gave, and how he'd done this, and how he prayed, and he gave his alms, and I'm a good one, Lord, I'm a good one. And said that old publican just smote upon his breast, wouldn't even look up. He was too ashamed to look up. And said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he said, that man went home justified rather than the other because he humbled himself. That's what it takes. You must realize you're a sinner and you must humble yourself in front of a God and call upon Him and put your trust in Him and He'll save your soul. He met that man right there that day. He'll meet you right here this day. I'm thankful. They didn't understand with men it's impossible. I want you to know with men, it's never been one man has saved himself. It truly is impossible. That's why he went on after the rich young ruler. He told him, he said, I've done all these things. And he went on and explained to him, what do I lack yet? I want you to know with man, it's impossible to save yourself. You can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. Even somebody like me can be saved. Ain't you glad that somebody like you Amen. Can be saved? So while Jesus is calling today, if He's calling you out to set your soul free, why don't you come and seek the Lord? You can seek Him where you're at. Jesus knows where you're at. Seek Him today. I've heard Brother Barry say it, and I say amen. Jesus is not calling you to that bench in yonder. Jesus is calling you to Him. Amen. When Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, He meant come to me. And I want you to know, if you'll come unto Him, He will give you rest. Ain't you thankful for that today? I've got peace with God today. How about you? Won't you make haste today and come down? Humble yourself and seek the Lord before it be too late. As we have a song, Brother Larry, seek the Lord today.